little candy store and gift shop in the woods. I've been in business on that spot for years. I make a modest living selling cards and sundry goods, like homemade sweets and handmade souvenirs. My life was uneventful, some would say a little dull, but I was happy in my candy store. But that was all to alter on that fateful afternoon, when those two vipers slithered through my door. Some children should be drowned at birth, and that applies to them. To let those nasty little thugs grow up would be an unwise stratagem. They nearly were the death of me, and that you surely must condemn. I won't rest till I hear a choir sing their requiem.
Objection overruled.
Please proceed.
The afternoon was quiet and the customers were few. I thought I'd make myself a cup of tea. I went into the back room where I put some on to brew. I watched the shop with my CCTV. That's when I saw them enter. They were shifty, they were sly. I watched them with unerring vigilance. I saw them taking products off the shelves, and they would try to hide them in their jackets and their pants.
Objection overruled.
Please proceed.
I went out and confronted them. Neither one of them would atone. I said that I was calling the police. I went into the stock room where I keep a mobile phone, but they followed me as silently as meese.
As what?
Meese, Your Honor.
Oh, meese, right.
I have a giant freezer where I keep my frozen goods. You'll never guess what those two monsters did. They stuffed me like a sausage in that freezer, those two hoods.
And when I screamed, they shut and locked the lid.
Objection! Overruled!
Some children should be drowned at birth, and that applies to those. If they protest that they are innocent, then it is nothing but a pose. When I was in that freezer, boy, I very, very nearly froze. It really is a miracle that I've got any toes. My anger grows and grows. Those little so-and-sos, I'll punch them in the nose. Some children should be drowned at birth, and that applies to those.